American at a time.
The captain of this ship called America tonight. Don't worry, I'm not going to steer toward any rocks just so I can wave to the people on the shores. We can do that anyway because this boat is stationary. Hey, if you want to catch the show up close and personal, go to our website, americatonight.net. You can see me on camera right now. How about that? Everybody's about video and seeing things, so... We're doing the same thing here on ATN. Speaking of seeing things, how about seeing retirement at the age of 80? Can you imagine? I'm sorry, there is something about the golden years where one thing you want to push it a couple of years, not 65 anymore, it's 68, it's 70, 80? Oh, no, 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 no. We can see what's going to happen, though, when we look to our friends in Europe, because they are making a mess of their financial system. Spain is in trouble. Italy's in trouble. Who knows? Ireland, toss a coin. Heads I win, tails you lose. Same thing, right? The Eurozone is pretty much standing there, if it were a human, looking into the abyss. Perhaps it becomes obsolete. Perhaps it doesn't. It is teetering, to say the least, thanks to the people in Greece and a couple of bailouts and really all these countries just floundering, just taking it on the chin. You know, we hear week to week, it's like it gets buried. This has not gone away. Debt is debt is debt. And if you can't pay the debt, the moment of truth eventually will hit you square right between the eyeballs. And that's what's happening. They're getting very, very close. Probably in the next couple of months, we'll see how Europe ends up being either being toppled seriously with the financial crisis, or a few players remain, a few players don't remain. I don't understand why it's this wild game of liar's poker. Do we not know what's happening here? Of course we know what's happening. Of course we know. If this were truth or dare, there's no truth happening here. It's just a dare. Everything's a dare with the Eurozone. And I think I honestly believe if there are people that feel as though this is going to write itself out, boy, I need to be on whatever you're on. Because it is broken. It is split in half. It is no longer viable. So why do I start with this? I start with this because how often do we say on America Tonight the tentativeness, the how our government is takes two steps forward and then three steps back because they don't want to do anything. And now we have a lame duck Congress. Of course we do, because 2012 is a presidential year. So it's all about getting elected, re-elected, all that stuff. But we have to wake up and engage, and especially when it comes to our monetary system and jobs and retirement ages. That's why I asked the question, do you want to retire when you're 80? Because over the weekend I saw a headline on one of the websites that I was perusing. Could have been Drudge or CNN or Fox or who knows. But it made me think of that, and we've talked about this. Could you, if you had to work, well, if you have to, you have to. If you had to work to 80, one thing, do you want to work to 80? Do you want to work until your 80s? Oh, no, thank you. I think most of you would say, no, you don't want to do it. Of course not. But with these emerging economies that can't get through these tough times and then recovery times, we're seeing that things are toppling and the debt markets are in a terrible situation. Europe is in the worst possible circumstance I think that they could ever be in, ever. India is at its slowest pace in 9 years. I say the same thing. Why do you care? because you watch to see what happens here and how it jams us up in the United States. Ooh, let's hope not. I mean, how does our economy sit compared to what it was a decade ago, a decade before that? I mean, it's a whole brave new world out there, isn't it? Hey, and if you're alive and thriving, coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk to my pal Saul Album about those very things, the confidence. Is there confidence out there? Is there an upward swing that we're going to see? Will it be sustainable if there is an upward swing? How do we move the needle forward? How do we forget the doom and gloom here in the United States? Let Europe sort it out. But how do we not get into a situation like Spain, where it's so beyond a total emergency, you just have massive fear? You do. You have massive fear. That's why I say, how long do you want to work? Do you really want to work as long as these people are going to work? Because I think that for most, that's what's going to happen. So much is tanking. The money is pretty much to the point where it's going to be worthless if they continue to go down the same old. Speaking of the same old, I think over the weekend, if we were to talk about the biggest buzz in your backyard and the biggest buzz in my backyard, has to be the name George Zimmerman. You know George Zimmerman. He's the guy who shot Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida. He's the self-appointed neighborhood watch guy, and now his bail was being revoked over the weekend. They had him in cuffs and all that sort of stuff. Got the obligatory shot on Sunday. He's in jail because the lawyer says, the prosecutors say that he misled everybody. His family did, to say they didn't have the money when in fact they were sitting on $135,000, supposedly. And his lawyer saying, oh, this is bad for his family and puts them on the firing line because he's such a target, and they're concerned about him being even in solitary confinement in Florida in general. The judge will sort it out and decide what to do. If they lied about the money, I think they're going to just up the ante, so he's going to have to be able to come up with the money, and the money will be a lot higher maybe than it would have been the first time around. So he's in custody now in the state that his lawyer fears could be the death of him, because so many people are furious over what's happened in the Martin case, that he's gotten several death threats. And if he doesn't get out of there, a lot of people feel that this is, you know, this is just playing with fire by having him in custody in Florida. Hey, coming up on the flip side, the Queen celebrated her 60th Jubilee. Take a listen. Here's what it sounded like. From this past week, Andrew Szabo talking about England and the struggles they went through until Maggie Thatcher came along, and a big warning for all of us. Hang through.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Benflex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1549.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1588.75, $794.38 for a half ounce, or $397.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $1588.75, $794.38, and $397.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Well, now we know after the state of Texas course, and it was inevitable that Mitt Romney locked up the deal for the Republicans. He will be crowned in Tampa. And we've been talking about this all along. What's it going to take for Mitt Romney to beat the incumbent, Barack Obama, who has an incredible team that got him elected the last time? David Axelrod, I've mentioned him a bunch, and Robert Gibbs both left the White House a year ago to work on strategy out of Chicago and just focus on getting Barack Obama elected again to four more years. I'm going to introduce you to a pal of mine who can tell you about strategy because he's a marketing speaker and strategist, Andrew Szabo. He is the marketing chef, in fact. It's a very clever title. If you go to themarketingchef.com, you can check him out. He lived in England and then moved to the United States, has been in this country for 32 years. He saw what happened when Maggie Thatcher came in and how she turned things around. You know, a lot of us went to go see The Iron Lady, where Thatcher was played by Meryl Streep. And I told you I've spent time in England and I have other friends who are British as well, and some of the things that they've told me. So we thought it'd be fun to kick it around with Andrew. Hey, Andrew, thanks for coming on my show, America Tonight. We appreciate it.
It's a delight to be on the show, Kate. Thank you.
So tell us, take us back to England first and your childhood, and what were some of the things you saw as you got into your teenage years, and what was happening to the country pre-Margaret Thatcher?
Well, what was fascinating, the time the Labour government was in power through much of the mid to latter part of the 1970s. And growing up as a teenager, I saw the country was, well, it was definitely moving towards an increasing level of socialism, which it had done for a number of years. But it got to the point where taxes were increasing because the government expenditures were out of control, and the more government-entitled programs they had, the more they had to raise taxes. By 1978, the highest tax level was 98%. Can you imagine that?
No.
98%. You can't tax people any more than that. So it reached the max. And you can only tax the rich so much. And many creative people and entrepreneurs really began to leave the country because, especially, and this 98% was on capital gains tax or what they called unearned income. So whether it was the Rolling Stones, you know, they left. They were left to go to France. Elton John came to the United States and or creative people, real estate, so forth, they began to leave the UK in droves because there's no incentive to create wealth when you have that level of taxation and the government expenditures are out of control. So that's the era I grew up in. And to contrast that, whether it was interesting, I went to university in the mid to latter part of the 70s, and I studied economics and politics. And it was just fascinating studying the American system. And I never imagined, as I looked at America, that America would even dream of going down this road of socialism that had not worked, not just in England, but the model really came undone in several other countries in Europe at that time. So that was the background. And I realized I needed to leave the country. In 1979, I made that decision. I felt really the opportunities were lacking in the United Kingdom. I had visited the United States on an exchange program in 78, fell in love with America, and I was had the good fortune, the opportunity to come to the United States, and a decision that I have relished, and I've been here 32 years, and sadly seen a direction that I never thought America would move into.
Yeah, when you say that, it's interesting that the very scary, the statistic that you just were talking about, 1978, 98%. And so now you've seen this, the whole Occupy movement, the 1% versus the 99%ers, all that stuff, a lot of the propaganda that's out there. And you said it, you said the word socialism, and it's not about name calling, it's about reality. And this, and I talk about this all the time, the fatter the government gets, and as we see these taxes go up, can you imagine where the rates will go? How much does that scare you? Like you said, sadly, and you love this country, you've seen it. You've looked into that abyss at a young age, and now you see it happening now. It really has to scare you.
Yeah, it really does, because I think a lot of people don't realize that if you never lived through socialism, you don't necessarily know what it looks like.
Yeah,
it's sort of the old adage of, you know, it's boiling the frog 1 degree at a time. You get into the water, and the frog doesn't know that it's getting boiled. And this is, I believe, what's happening in this country. Many people have not experienced socialism. But what's interesting, if you talk to people who've lived in other countries where you've seen that, they are just like, hey, come on, we're waving our hands and say, do you realize what you're getting yourself into? And as Maggie Thatcher once famously quote, I'm paraphrasing here, she once said, that socialism is a wonderful thing until you run out of people to pay for it. And
exactly.
That's essentially what happened in the UK. It's a great idea to have all these programs in reality on paper, but it has not proven itself. It doesn't really work. And I think one of the things that people fail to see is socialism is not just it's not about name calling. It's calling it what it is. It's a political system, and it is also an economic system. Politically, it's about the government controlling basically decisions. And just to add another bit of context, my parents are actually Hungarian. So they lived under the extreme form of socialism, under the Soviet occupation after the Second World War, and had to flee from that in 1956. So that's where socialism can end up, as totalitarianism. And I think even, you know, a lot of the media we're not properly labeling this. You know, they talk about liberals and so forth, and the reality is this goes beyond being liberal. I think we should call it what it is, and I'm in the business of positioning and messaging, and liberalism. The definition of liberalism is that a liberal is open-minded to another person's point of view.
Yeah.
And I think 30 years ago, a Republican, somebody from the right could actually have a conversation with a liberal. You know, yeah. I'm almost like Ted Kennedy was an old-fashioned liberal, and he was able to work with the Republican Party. You know, I may not have agreed with everything he did, but at least you could have a conversation with him.
Right.
And a liberal. Whereas a socialist, by definition, is they are intolerant of another person's ideas. Okay? So you tell me, do we have socialism or do we have liberals and now in power or in power and also in key positions in government? There's a high level of intolerance to the other person's point of view, and therefore that's what leads to increasing levels of gridlock. And so I think one of the other problems is not only, as I mentioned, a political system, it's an economic system whereby and that's what's really going to get us in trouble, because at least in England they were able to get out of it because there was an economic system where the government controlled several areas of means of production. They owned the airlines, they owned the steel mills, the coal mines, and so forth. And when Maggie Thatcher came into power, she was able to sell off those assets, privatize those assets, which actually brought money back into the government.
Oh, yeah.
And they were able to, they still have to have austerity, so through the combination of austerity programs, cutting taxes and selling off, privatizing those assets. That's what got England back on its feet again. The problem in this country is we've got sort of sloppy socialism where the government has actually, we tried it as a political system, but we don't have any assets ostensibly that the government privatized to actually bring anything in. So we're in deeper trouble than I think people realize.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is certainly the time that you can't bury your head in the sand. Hey, we only have a minute left, but as you said, you came to this country, you love this country. Give me a couple of some great things that happened to you as you came into the United States. Your company, for one.
I think what's made America great and what I admire about America is that it's really, truly an entrepreneurial society. Now, we're in a fork in the road. We have to make a choice. What can get us out of this country is if we encourage small businesses. That has been the engine of growth in this country. And we haven't lost that yet. But we are at a fork in the road. We need to pick that road. We need to encourage entrepreneurialism and not discourage it. We need to be not over-regulating businesses and discouraging, actually. And I know many people in small business, and they're discouraged from hiring people. There's a lack of incentive, in fact.
Right.
So we're really doing the opposite. So encouraging, we're definitely discouraging small business. Mm-hmm. And that's, I believe, is the solution.
I agree with you about this country. I agree with you. That's great. Andrew Saba, the marketing chef, thanks so much. It was great to get your point of view, and we're going to kick it around
thank you, as always,
here on America Tonight. Andrew, thanks.
Thank you. You're awesome.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And you know that Richard Dawson was part of that cast. He was also known for Family Feud. He's died at the age of 79. I think that game show Family Feud was best when Richard Dawson was doing it, because he just was so quick with the quip back to the people who were, you know, the different families that were on the show, and sometimes the stupid answers that they would throw up there or whatever. But anyway, Dawson dead at the age of 79. If you look at the old Hogan's Heroes flicks, though, some of his lines were pretty funny in that. I thought he was actually pretty good in that, because he was a prisoner of war, remember, and he had cancer. He had cancer of the esophagus, and he was at Reagan Memorial Hospital, so his son let everybody know what had happened. And the game show thing that people remember him from, it's the same thing. He's like Mr. Rerun guy, where you've seen the reruns, especially if you're, you know, in your 20s, late 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s, you might know more of Dawson from seeing him actually in the repeats, because, you know, that the 80s game show stuff is really popular. It was even a game show network. And that show initially went from the mid-70s to the 80s. And the whole idea, like we do all these polls on America Tonight, I'm telling you, to answer our poll and go to Press 4 and tell me what's your favorite midnight snack. And that would probably be a question on Family Feud. What do most people reach for when they open their refrigerator at midnight? And, then the families competed, blah, blah, blah. But it was a popular show. He ended up winning even an Emmy, I think, for his portrayal. Not for his portrayal, but for his work on the game show. He was known for kissing the contestants, the female contestants, and they tried to figure out, the executive producer of the show tried to figure out when they were asked how many women Dawson had kissed, and it was somewhere like 20,000 people, 20,000 women. That's a lot. Nowhere near the territory, of course, of one basketball player in a much different situation, but he was popular. He was popular in Hogan's Heroes, and he was popular in Family Feud, and because of the Game Show Network, like I said, more people got introduced to him. And anyway, dead at the age of 79. A question he could appreciate, though. What is your favorite snack in the midnight hour? In honor also of Richard Dawson, just because I'm curious, it's a carryover. You can answer that question by shooting me a note to americatonight.net, calling us 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or pressing 4. If you don't know what press 4 is, go to the website. You'll find out there, too. And just say America Tonight poll when they ask for the keywords. How easy is that? And tell us what your favorite midnight snack is. I said this earlier, and if you just joined the conversation late, and it makes absolutely zero sense because you were listening to Flying Saucers and other things that were going on and other radio chitter-chatter, and for some reason you flipped over. I was talking about the fact that for me, I really think, honestly, the best midnight snacks are the late snacks, are the breakfast things. You know, there could be pizza runs, or you could have, you know, like I talk about having surf and turf when you live in Vegas, how you can have anything. But I still think if you're just going somewhere late and you're dragging because you are out with your buddies, your posse, and you're having coffee, and you know, kind of get my hint here. I think breakfast food is that's the best. I think that's the best deep into the evening hour stuff. But you might disagree. You might have a better midnight snack, like a running out and getting a blizzard or running somewhere and just eating some crazy food, just mixing up a crazy bunch of different kinds of food groups, right? All right, let's move along to a couple of other things here on what a segment I finally call Odds and Ends. You were listening perhaps to my conversation, and I said this was one of our weekly re-racks. We take some of the best conversations we had over the week and let you hear them as we head into the new week in case you missed it. And Andrew Szabo, I really believe, cut through the nonsense. And you heard him say, because he saw with his parents and he saw through his own experiences in England what ultimately happened, that 98% tax is crazy. Who could afford 98% tax? I can't imagine that you could afford to be taxed that much, and how irate you would feel over that, and how you would leave. Of course you're going to leave. You can't make a living that way. You can't raise a family that way. You've got nothing that you can do but bolt. If you're smart, you bolt. That's what you're going to do. Of course, give me a break. Of course you're going to do that. And he put it pretty eloquently. He called it like it is. It's a word that people don't want to use, but boy, do you really want to head down that path? If you have a choice of heading down a certain path, do you really think that the way to go is socialism? I don't think so. You got to take charge of your own life and your own affairs, and you definitely don't want somebody else doing it, especially a bloated government that has a whole bunch of problems trying to just do some of the most obvious little things that seemingly would make sense, but never happen. Never happen. I mean, man, you want to talk about red tape. Anybody out there work for the government? Anyone ever work for the government? Anybody go through the pay grades and make the leapfrog from A to Z to B to D? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly. Mm. I think a lot of this week is going to be dedicated to the recall war in Wisconsin. And the fact that, you know, with all this push for the recall, about $18 million has been spent. The Democrats and the Republicans are rolling out the biggest guns they can possibly find to push the voters in either direction, you know, both directions on Tuesday. We, of course, hope that we're going to know where this stands by the time we hit the airwaves. Might be close. I think it's going to be very, very close. I still think Governor Walker stays. I don't see him being recalled. I don't see it. I think that he's got a lot of support. It's pretty consistent. He's also brought in a lot of people, the Chris Christies, Chuck Norris, so a mixture of kind of Hollywood types and other governors, Republican governors, especially a popular one in Chris Christie. And the idea of unions is completely, I think, completely on trial in a sense in this, because that's what this focus is about. It's about whether or not the collective bargaining agreements and the system are too much of a burden for the states. And that's what the governor was saying there, that it was too much for them to bear the burden of what they were asking for, you know, state-wise, what it was statewide, what it was doing to them. At this point, Walker is the front runner, and he's got that chance to defend, if you will. He's got the approval ratings. He's got the favorability ratings. He's got the ballot support against Barrett. So he should have this. He should have this. He's fixed in that spot. And here's the answer I want to know. It's been 16 months of this. What happens if Walker isn't recalled? Do the unions back down? Do they stage sit-ins and protests? I mean, what happens? That's it. Once you get the recall rolling and you get your wishes to have the recall and you have the petitions, then that's it. I mean, that's it, folks. You know, go home. It's all over with once he stays in place. And I think he's going to stay in place. I think that the whole job picture is key, and how the particular people voting feel about their job situation is where this thing is going to fall. Tom Barrett, who is the challenger, says that Walker could have avoided being forced into a recall situation if he had created jobs instead of trying to evaporate his political opponents. He's saying he took his eye off the ball and it was his fault. It's his fault. But the people so far, at least those that have been polled, are saying, not so fast. Hey, coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, since it's all about the numbers, we're going to dive into some of the numbers. The concern over Romney and what his net worth is and blah, 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 has been a long-standing source of bets among some of the media people. But it pretty much has been released how much he's made, so we're going to dive into that next as part of Weekend Count. So hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Midnight can be the worst time, isn't it? Then you get those late night cravings. I don't know. Piece of celery, does that really cut it? Couple of radishes, bite into a saucy tomato. Or does that frozen pizza go into the oven, and is that what you reach for? If you're an insomniac, then you know how tough it can be. If you're a third shifter, you just have kind of a flip-flop life. And maybe you eat backwards. I know a lot of people that eat backwards because it doesn't make any sense to them. So, in other words, when they get off, they'll have like a full-blown dinner. I mean, full-blown dinner. And then eat breakfast when they wake up and then have something in between, which is kind of like a lunch. Because it's the way they feel best. It makes sense to them to eat that way. It makes sense to me. Eat what you want to eat when you want to eat it, I think, so in a way. I say that, and of course, I've completely revamped all my eating habits, but flip-flopping it around has made the best difference for me, too. So welcome back to America Tonight. If you just jumped into the middle list, we're talking about a whole bunch of hodgepodge of things. What else is new here in America Tonight? We like to zig and zag in some different directions. Made me think, you know, favorite midnight snacks. I mean, I got to think some of you are eating that air popcorn and some of you are eating the buttery popcorn. How about Tim, who is listening to us just southeast in southeast Iowa? Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Kane. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks for the call again. What's your midnight, late time snack kind of thing?
Actually, I'm normally a very picky eater, but there's one weakness I have in the middle of the night. There's a local restaurant here that makes what's called the Midnight Special Burger. It's a half pound of hamburger with Vidalia onions and peppers mixed into the meat. Got pepper jack, Monterey jack, and Kobe jack cheese and all the toppings you could want with a side of home fries covered in pepper jack cheese. It is the most unhealthy thing I've ever eaten, but it is delicious, and it hits the spot right about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Vidalia onions are awesome and mixed in. I've never had a burger like that. I bet it's great, and it sounds like it's dripping in cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much the most unhealthy thing I can think of. I can feel my arteries clog as I eat it. Once in a while, you just got to have it.
I agree. Once in a while, you have to have it. I think it's actually a healthy thing to do. When you crave something, you crave it. And when you want it once in a while, it's just you can't eat them every night. But you already know that, obviously. Wow, yeah. That sounds good. And it's a big one, too, right? Would you say it was a half pound?
Yeah. It's a big burger.
Oh, you're making me hungry, Tim. Thanks. That's a good one. Woo. Especially the, you know, you said the cheese is on the fries, too. There's a place in New Jersey. I can't think of the name of it now. Oh, it escapes me. It's a tavern. They have the crinkly fries, and they have the melted cheese on it. But it's not, I mean, it's really melted the right way. It's not like American cheese sort of melted on it. They do a great job melting it. And there's another place in Dallas, Texas, when you're driving through Dallas, and I think it's may all be all over Texas, but it's called Snuffers, and they have those cheese fries, too, and I can't even imagine what a calorie bomb it is, how many calories are in it, because you have to figure, okay, the cheese, the fries, and they say when you're watching your weight, no way, you just can't do potatoes, then you throw in the cheese on top of that. And these fries have the, you can get it where it has sour cream and chives and jalapenos. Can you imagine? Boy, it's brutal. But brutally good, too. He makes a point. There's something about, and somebody told me this, too, and it might have been Ben. You know how we have Ben Fuchs on the show? In fact, if you missed him, he's one of our great re-racks. Because he gives you such great tips on, since so many of you write and you're trying to be healthier, and he's not some dietitian guy, but he just makes sense in what he says. There's no way this guy's going to your cheese fries or a burger. He's just not doing it. But he tells you some other great things that you can take. But I mentioned that Beyond Tangy Tangerine stuff that I do because I didn't like water before, and I've had to figure out a way to drink water instead of drinking everything else under the sun, because a lot of people will end up eating so many calories that way. Although I'm not doing a Bloomberg on you. I say if you want to drink a sugary soda, drink it. If you want to do that, do it. Because I think it's ridiculous, the New York that they're just trying to shut down everything people do. We want you to be slim, trim, look fabulous. Oh, don't worry. You'll be able to find a job and make tons of money here in the great city of New York, even if you have no connections. And when you're feeling depressed, sorry, don't reach for any Haagen-Dazs or sugary drinks because we're not going to let you have it. We're going to tax the crap out of your food so that you can't enjoy your snacks. I think, and this is what I started to say, somebody told me one time, if you're trying to jumpstart your metabolism, because I do believe there is something about the whole metabolism thing, that sometimes you have to eat junk food. If you're craving junk food, you got to eat junk food, and in a weird way, that's what it'll do. It'll somehow charge up the metabolism. I know every diet person, anybody who's listening to this, just cringing that no, you can't do it. But I don't necessarily agree. I think there is something about the every once in a while, man, you gotta do it. You gotta dig into some of the bad stuff. You just might not want it as much if you're eating healthier and you feel good. But that's the personal preference. If what's going to kill you, the sugary giant soda, the cigarette, I mean, what is it? What is it? Are you absolutely completely devoid of any bad stuff? You're just nothing. It's like that old Adam Ant song, don't smoke, don't drink, what do? Then you're eating a greasy burger. Like Tim, you've got to be eating a greasy burger once in a while. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, if you want to throw in. Remember, we're doing this fun little cool midnight snack thing, and it's good because a lot of us travel around the country, so if you have a good place, for goodness sake, throw that in. Because then if we're traveling, we'll look for that place instead of the chain restaurants. The cool burger joint or the pizza place, or it could be healthy food. I don't know if it's good. If you're saying there's some great Thai restaurant that there's no way, or Chinese place or whatever it is, that's just not like any other. We want to hear about it. We want to know about it for our own selfish reasons. So when we end up in that city or that suburban area or that rural area, who cares? Have you ever driven out somewhere in the country to the best shack, the best restaurant, the best diner that blows away any other food inside the city limits? Of course you have. I've done it. I did it when I went to Mississippi. Great barbecue place that everybody insisted I had to go to. And it was in the middle of nowhere. It could have been in the middle of a swamp. I mean, really. And it was incredible. It really was. It was worth it. It was worth the hassle of getting out there. And so that's the name of our little game here. We want to know. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact. You can get in that way. Or I've given out the number several times now, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Because I lived, speaking of living in places and eating some great food, I lived in New Mexico. Boy, it's heartbreaking to see this wildfire in the southwestern part of New Mexico. Just a wall of smoke, acres and acres and acres. And what happens is everybody and their brother, thank goodness the fire community is so close, they fly in to help. They say it's the biggest in state history. Ooh, Godspeed to all those people, huh? Something inside.